Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's go around the NFL right here. And there's a lot of different places to get to. So I will start with the least important of all of those, which is Thursday Night Football tonight. And the reason why I say that, Jets, Patriots, are you ready for this AFC South or AFC East rather matchup, John Lopez?
Hey, the Jets are on a heater, man.
Are they?
On a one-game win streak.
A one-game win streak. We are stretching the boundaries of the worst streak.
What do the Patriots have to think about? Something to think about.
Remember, whose streak is going to end first tonight?
Oh, yeah. Clash of the Titans.
Apparently, this is a 12.5-point spread in favor of
I didn't even look at that
Patriots.
One. Yeah.
Wait, wow. For what? I know it's not a survivor pool because you lost week one.
For fun.
Oh, just generally. I was like, I know it ain't no survival. I mean, it would be straight up in a survival pool anyways.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm not going to lie.
Look at those Jets.
This feels like this is actually, maybe I'm wrong. Because I was going to say this feels like it's primed for, I'm not paying attention to this. Mm-hmm. However, this is actually primed for, why is this game so close? Right? Like, this is what this is set up as, is that game that you're looking around, maybe you check Twitter or you check your whatever your sports box score app of choice is, and you go, wait, hold on, this is only 7 points?
Yeah. I wish I could have that mindset because the Jets offense is awful, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, the pass offense is 32nd in the league.
Dude, they had like 25 yards of offense last time and won the game.
Yeah, this is Justin Fields' time, man.
yeah, he will indeed start, even though Aaron Glenn, it's pulling teeth getting it out of him. Mm-hmm. But that is who will start in that game. Yeah, you won't. Let's just say tomorrow during around the NFL when B's got sitting in, might not be a lot of conversation about this one.
No, I'm curious. Do you think the game will be clear cut over by halftime?
I mean,
when you get to halftime, you're like, man, this game is over.
Well, we thought that this past weekend here.
I think it will.
Come on, it's the Jets, though,
I know,
man.
I know.
And not only is it that, like, I think that you look at the way that this this Patriots team is humming. Like, this Patriots team is humming.
And they own the Jets.
Right, Travion Henderson toting the raw ball really well. Something that we haven't talked about a lot, Stephon Diggs seems like he is perfectly
suited. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
For what they're doing offensively with Drake May.
Where the hell was that last year, man?
Well, he got injured. That's where it was.
Man, it wasn't there before he got injured.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, sorry, don't mean to go here, but we're going here, with the seeming revisionist history with the Bobby Slowick thing where just let Bobby go. I'm like, hey, man, we saw the places at which it felt like you should have been getting a lot more out of what was happening there. I know that our guys of the drive, you know, Ron and Clint, will maybe point to what governors were placed upon Bobby Slowick.
Right.
I'm not here for that nearly
to
the degree.
I'm sure it was both.
Maybe I mean, I'm not saying that is not going to be a factor in there, but I mean, you're seeing all the people go forth and prosper in different facets to the
man,
point
we're
where,
talking Jets Patriots a lot.
You're welcome. Hey, look, I was going to try and make some things happen there. All right. Is that enough?
No,
is that your sign that we need to move this thing along?
Hey, it's a good, I mean, you got some good stuff to watch with the Patriots though.
Yeah.
You can watch a little Drake May.
They've beaten the
Henderson.
Jets.
That is a, what is a 8-2 Patriots team?
8-2.
Like, what a place that we're in, man.
And what a turnaround, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mike Vrabel. Yeah.
Yeah, glad he's doing it over there instead of with the Titans. Appreciate that. Another way to get
thanks,
to
Amy
Titans.
Adams.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate you. All right, some other things around the NFL. I just want to bring you this audio because the A.J. Brown thing, it just keeps giving. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where I still refuse to look at him as some level of malcontent, interestingly enough. And yet and still, the Eagles.
The turnaround too, man.
Yeah, it's quickly.
Pretty good. Offensively, the Eagle or not offensively, pretty good just as a team, but offensively continues to be an issue no matter what under Nick Sirianni. And here's AJ Brown. I would like to take you first to a stream that was happening. I believe he was a guest on a stream. I don't think it was his in particular. However, you hear
pretty famous guy that is a gamer.
And let me tell you, don't know.
I didn't know either. I
don't know.
And all these damn guys is famous in some type of way that we don't know.
Apparently, they have a history, so they're pretty comfortable with each other.
Sure. Yeah. And I think that. In the current landscape, all these players finding the various different places where they're comfortable, we're getting so much more out of them than we previously did.
Yeah.
But this was AJ Brown on this stream where he was letting fantasy football owners know might be time to move on.
I promise you, you might get 200, and I ain't even trolling.
Hey. If you got me on fantasy, man, get rid of me.
Cut me.
The dude, the streamer chuckled. AJ, he meant that.
Dead serious.
He meant that. He meant that with all his heart and most of his kidney. That's how that came across. Dead serious. And when, you know, practice happened and the media was there to be able to talk to him after, he stood on it.
Yeah.
Was there any perspective or explanation that maybe you wanted to give everyone for some context behind those comments?
Which context? Which comments are you referring to?
I believe it was a Twitch stream where you said you alluded to the fact that you weren't totally happy or things weren't going well work-wise.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know? The same things I've been saying all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, you know, that's something I'm not apologizing for, you know, because like I said, you got eyes, you can see that. And so, that's me trying to like laugh through my situation.
This is actually, he called it on the stream. We didn't play this part, but he called it a bleep show. What's going on with the Eagles? And
what's their record?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this, or at least not to this magnitude. Mm-hmm.
So as of right now, the Eagles are
7-2.
Seven and two.
I've never seen anything like this.
Is that three and a half games clear of the next best team in their division, which is the Dallas Cowboys?
But the thing is, he's right.
100%. That's he's the thing. Right. Their point differential is a +26. You want to know who has a better point differential than that? The Houston Texans at +54, right?
Oh,
like,
man.
there are a number of teams that are doing better offensively. They are being carried by their defense. Mm-hmm. This felt very J.K. Dobbins-esque from A.J. Brown because he's right, right? Yeah. They have an abundance of talent offensively. Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, who had a fantastic game in this past weekend. And it just feels like they are getting mediocre offensive results from it.
Yeah.
And it is right for him. I know that, you know, wide receivers are classified as divas. And to some extent, maybe that's the case that he wants the football, but also he's getting to a larger issue that is 100% there.
He is absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you anticipate this getting fixed?
I anticipate them feeding him the ball. I really do.
Feeding who the ball?
A.J. Brown.
I don't think that they do.
You don't think they do?
I don't think. Because this is a number of years.
They have to have him.
Done this dance back and forth a number of years.
He's been kind of loud all season long.
They have to have him.
Don't drop him on fantasy then.
I would heed the man's advice because he's been doing this a little while. He's telling you a little something about what's going on here.
Sirianni, is he the – actually kind of is, isn't he?
I want it noted. It wasn't me.
Yeah,
I didn't bring it up.
Isn't Sirianni? He kind of is the guy that would say, "I'll show you." Right?
What do you mean when it comes to
feed him because of the stuff that has been said?
Like in theory, because he was going back and forth with fans and stuff.
Yeah, I could kind of see that, especially with them being 7-2.
Yeah,
and they're winning even without AJ Brown.
Yeah,
I could kind of see that.
By the way, Nick Sirianni's response to this. makes an appearance in buy or sell it.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's rough up there. And yes, this is part of why I will never fully let go of my Sirianni disrespect. Because again, you're an offensive line. Why does this keep happening?
Yeah.
Why does this keep popping up? All right, some other things around the NFL, and it's worth noting that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming on November 16th, just 3 days from today. On Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, and then it's also featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Earlier on in the week, Sean McDermott, who is one of those coaches that I think is in an interesting place with the Bills, we'll be seeing them relatively soon next week. In fact, a week from today, you'll be seeing the Bills here in Houston. He said earlier in the week that he has confidence in Joe Brady. And this comes up because Brian Daboll was fired. That's a man who had previously been the offensive coordinator there in Buffalo. He was the guy on whose watch Josh Allen became the Josh Allen that we came to know, the dude that ultimately becomes an MVP. So people are like, hey, Dable's available. You going to go get him? Sean McDermott shows his confidence in Joe Brady. Is this the right look for Sean McDermott?
Well, it's the right look, but is it what he's really thinking?
I think it is.
Is the question.
I think it is. I think it was
thing to say is no, we like our guy.
Is it Tyler Dunn who is the who does a lot of coverage of the NFL with his Go Long Pod Substack, I believe, or whatever newsletter. It's a very good one that's referenced frequently, I think, on the morning show with Sean and Seth. He was alluding to the fact that it was kind of an oil and water situation there between Daboll and McDermott when he was there. Just kind of different personalities, not necessarily that they were on a different, wavelength football-wise, but just kind of different personalities, so I could get that. But this did bring up to me, especially after all of the conversations about Brian Daboll and would he be an offensive coordinator that the Texans should look at. Is there a place that you think of for him to land ultimately? Is there a place that you're actually thinking of him landing?
For Daboll? Man, I've lost a lot of confidence in him just overall. Now, play caller, maybe he's that guy, that is fit to be a coordinator but not a head coach. I wouldn't have a lot of confidence in it.
Yeah, it's one of those interesting places. I've seen things kind of like people bringing up the fact that he has Penn State ties. Like, could he get that Penn State job? So I've seen people talk about like pairing him with maybe like a defensive head coach.
Taking the reins.
And because, offensive coordinator there and, handling that offense in that place. Daboll continues to confound me in some ways because I don't know how much to value him as an offensive play caller. Like, clearly he was there when it came to Josh Allen, but I don't know that I attribute that to him. We saw what happened with Daniel Jones under him, and it looked better, but I don't know, again, how much to say that is him creating that with Daniel Jones, especially seeing Daniel Jones come and do this now on the backside of it after they decided to walk away from him. But he does seem to have a level of experience and capability where the desire should be there, I imagine. He does.
My confidence level in him as a coordinator, though, has dropped. And I guess the Daniel Jones thing is probably the biggest factor, if I had to guess.
Possibly. Yeah. So we'll see what that looks like. I just found that to be interesting. But, yeah, the Bills feel good about Joe Brady, even though, they don't run the ball consistently necessarily. That's one of those things that's been an issue the last couple of years. And you remember Joe Brady was the dude that got this thing humming when they fired Ken Dorsey out of nowhere a few years back. And I thought that was a bad move in the moment, ended up looking good. It almost feels like in sports and particularly in football, you make a move and it's good, but it's only really good for a moment, right? It'll eventually come bad at some point. It's just how long does it take?
It depends. Some of them are kind of exposed, that it has to be a particular set of circumstances for them to thrive. And then when they get out of that, I mean, we're familiar with that here, that it doesn't work.
Yeah. Some other things around the NFL. I forgot to make mention of this yesterday. Junior, as I like to call him, Marvin's son out there in Arizona. He apparently had to deal with, he had a little bit of a surgery. He's going to be out this weekend. I mentioned the Giants. Instead of moving away from that, I should stay there. Jameis being the starter.
Jameis.
It's already paying dividends out there because he will indeed start. We talked about this yesterday And I think that I think that we had gotten to the point that not only is he the number two quarterback, but Jackson Dart looked like he would not be going this weekend, so it will be Jameis starting. So Jameis was put in front of the media, and Jameis did what Jameis do.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
Why is he like this?
He's the best. Absolutely. And my favorite part might not be the singing. It might be a surgical precision.
Like, who are you trying to convince here?
Surgical.
Jameis?
I'm going to be surgical out there.
Like, it's too much. You know, like, I feel like
it's not too much.
He's overpromising in that moment.
No, it's not too much. Like, he might be overpromising, but it's not too much.
It is too much. It is too much. I would say that. However, it don't matter because people are going to eat it up all the way around. All right. And then real quick before we go here, I did want to make mention of this. Because this one tore me up. I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't think it would do this. Obviously, we all know about the passing of Marshawn Nealon, the edge rusher for the Dallas Cowboys, second-year player, had a big night on Monday Night Football, and then a couple days later, he, you know, took his own life or died via suicide. And Brian Schottenheimer this week, gave us some news. Actually, yesterday, gave us some news that really hit me to my core in that, in talking about Marshawn and everything, he made it known that Marshawn's girlfriend that obviously he left was also pregnant.
Yeah.
And I was like, goodness gracious, man.
It's it guts you, right? It you know, everybody can hopefully not relate, but everybody can sympathize, with what that is. And it just guts you. His girlfriend pregnant, never going to meet his or her father. Just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, again, in talking about, you know, the gravity of the situation, knowing that this is a dude who was, I believe, a second round pick. So he was set to make a decent amount of money, even in that rookie contract. And, you know, just made a big play on top of the world. Reminder that, you know, it doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. People are dealing with all sorts of things. So you want to make sure to be as kind as possible to everybody in any circumstance. But it did make me think, though, because there is a Marshawn Nealon Memorial Fund that's been set up for his girlfriend. I'm like, damn, he played a year and change. How much of that money did he actually get? How much of that is liquid? Like, how much of that went into training and, you know, establishing things for themselves? So, I mean, there is a question as to, like, what that stability is for that family. So, if you so desire to, like, you know, show some level of appreciation or some level of support, go and look up the Marshawn Nealon Memorial Fund where people are giving to try and help support his girlfriend and now his soon-to-be baby that's coming on the way that I had no idea about, and it really ripped my heart out hearing about that when it happened. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, someone that always rocks with us on a Thursday, our weekly hit with ND Kalu. We'll do that next. That's right.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. In fact, a thirsty Thursday in which the fellows of the Drive will be out and about in the great city of Houston, as you know them to do. This time, the Buffalo Wild Wings at Willowbrook. That is where they will be. So make sure that you... I even know the address. I wasn't even going to give the address, but now I have to because you went ahead and did that. Let me go ahead and now I don't know where it is. See what you did? The worst part about it is I never am trying to set you up for that. It's never the intent.
Best part is I laugh every time. Right. Like it just makes me laugh.
So, someone who I'm sure also appreciates that joins us now on the phone line as he does every Thursday. He played Rush Edge in the National Football League and especially for your Houston Texans. And he joins us now. His name is Andy Kalu. What's happening, my man?
What's going on in the loop? How are y'all doing?
Doing all right. Man. Doing a lot better than we could have been if things did not go the way that they did on Sunday. What for you was the thing that you keep coming back to? Because there were so many things that was crashed into that comeback victory on Sunday. What's the thing that you keep coming back to and thinking about when you think of that football game?
Davis Mills rushing for that touchdown. You know, the way he played the first three quarters, you know, you're starting to question and wonder how this game is going to end up. But I just felt like I felt him on that run where he was just – when he took off, I said to myself, he's getting in that end zone. And it's not because I'm overly confident in his athleticism or his running ability, but he was running with frustration at how the game was going, but he was also running with the confidence that his defense has kept them into the game and they still have a chance to win it. And I just always go back, and when I talk to some of these other stations out of town about that game, I just go back to that play. And you have to credit the defense because as bad as they were playing the offense, they continue to just allow the team to still be in the game late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense, and that's exactly where I was going to go, Andy. We're going into week 11, man. This is not just the early part of the season anymore. Does this defense have a chance to be an all-timer?
I mean, oh yes. So the answer is yes. The problem is it's still a team sport, and as great as the defense is playing, if for whatever reason, and I'm not making any predictions with the schedule, but if they finish off, you know, 7-10 or, you know, 8-9, it's just going to be one of those, man, that was a rough season, but the defense played pretty well. But if they can turn it around as a team and sneak into the playoffs, you know, insert playoffs, you know, but if they can sneak into the playoffs, and then we're going to look and say, man, as bad as things were early on, the defense kept them in. And I think people will remember this season on the defensive side of the ball more if the team has success. And that's just how it is any and everywhere. You can have a great quarterback on a bad team, and you're not really going to appreciate his talent because the overall results, this is the ultimate team sport, and you have to win. But I'm with you. I mean, for people like really watching the Houston Texans and people who've been following this team from day one, yeah, this will automatically go down as one of, if not the best defenses that we've seen in one season.
And with that defense, it's kind of funny because all through the season, it feels like it's either been Daniil Eading or Will Anderson Jr. Eading. This was like the first day where we got a little bit of both happening. And, of course, I can't say a little bit of Daniil because he had 3.5 of them things. But, like, is that as simple as just a pick your poison proposition for opposing offenses? Is that all that is, or is there something else happening that you see?
No, I mean, that's what it is, but this is what I expected going into the season when I knew that they had the best edge combo in the NFL. You know, when you hear that, the thought is, oh, man, so each game, each guy's going to have two sacks. Now it's going to be one of those situations where when one of your greats is not having it stat-wise, then the other guy is, and then he's picking up for him. So you're always going to have that presence on the edge. And keep in mind, even though Danielle Hunter had a little sack drought, I think it was three or four games where he didn't have a sack, you still saw him. Still had a presence on the field. And trust me, those offensive tackles and offensive coordinators, after some of those games, they weren't going like, oh, where was Danielle Hunter? He didn't show up. It was one of those, man, he was still disruptive. He was still causing the offense to change their thought process. So that's what it means to have two great edge rushers, in my opinion.
And the production is still there when it comes to pass rushing. What are you seeing, like, all the way around for the defensive front? Because I know at various points, the ability to leak up the field for a quarterback was there. Running backs maybe at times could slide through with the aggression that would happen. Does it feel like that has been really rectified on this defensive line?
Reggie, what do you have against these details? You've been trying to get me to say something negative about the inside defensive line.
He's a hater, man. He hates edge rushers and defensive linemen.
I see that. Did they say something bad about Nigeria? Like, what's going on?
No, I just really like getting into the depths of it. It's something that I keep explaining or when I talk about it is it always feels mean to bring any of this up because the defense has been so good. But because of how important they've been, like we've had a microscope in doing that, there's been those small moments. But is this now steeled up to where there's nowhere to go for an opposing offense?
All jokes aside, the way you're thinking is how winners think, and that's how champions think. Because I remember when I was in Philadelphia and our defense was riding high, then when we'll go to film room on Monday, the great late Jim Johnson will talk about, man, let me tell y'all why y'all had a horrible game, and we just held somebody to 10 points. And he would bring up, you know what, there isn't any gap integrity on these plays. My linebackers aren't filling the gaps. And with what you're seeing, in the middle with the runs, with the rush lanes for the quarterback, that's absolutely something I hope that they're looking at. Like, I hope the defensive coordinator, the D-line coach, they're going in there and saying, hey, we played a great game, but against Buffalo, this blank ain't going to fly. You know, because if you leave these rush lanes open for Josh Allen, he's going to mess around and rush for 80 yards and extend play. So I love the way you're thinking. I'm just giving you a hard time. But that is something that you want to limit, and you don't want to see it as consistently, because against the Josh Allens of the world, you're going to be coming into the studio talking like, I told y'all. I told y'all. So I 100% get it, and I don't think it's a physical issue, because I think these guys are very physical. They're very strong, and they play strong. It's more of a gap fit issue, and like I said, I really, really hope that they're seeing it the way you're seeing it, and they're not satisfied, and that's something that they're working on throughout the week.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So, Andy, we came in on Tuesday, and said we've got to have a Davis Mills discussion, and it ended up landing on what is the Davis Mills discussion, because you know, obviously CJ Stroud's not going anywhere, but Davis Mills, and I said this on the show Tuesday, I think most people would be lying if they didn't at some point ask themselves, could CJ have done that? So I'm just curious where, you know, what your Davis Mills discussion would be.
Ooh, you know, I like that point. The whole, would CJ have done that? Are we talking about a particular play?
Because maybe the scramble. Maybe I was pointing to the throw of to Dalton Schultz in the back of the end zone, because Davis Mills has been so conditioned and has bought in. You know, he bought into the offense of boom, 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 get rid of the ball here. You know, just would he have waited and trusted it's no criticism. We know he's the guy, but what I'm saying, would he have done that throw to Dalton Schultz in the top of the back of the end zone?
But we've seen him thread the needle like that, haven't we?
But I'm talking about in terms of getting off of the main thing. Would he have thrown it into the dirt? Would he have run? You know, I don't know. Because he's the guy, but it just made me think.
Here's the thing. I don't know if he makes that play. I definitely don't know if he makes the play with the legs that we saw, you know, the one that I alluded to earlier. Mm-hmm. But here, if CJ's starting that game and he's healthy, I don't know if it comes down to him having to make one of those two great plays. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not thinking that with CJ starting, and this is no knock against Davis Mills, but he is the backup quarterback and he got it done, so you have to credit him. But with CJ starting, I don't know, and I'm not convinced that they had to score 19 points in the fourth quarter on offense to win the game. So that's where it's hard for me to answer that. But, yeah, those two particular plays, I haven't really seen him make it this year. I know mm-hmm. he did have one long run play. I can't remember what game. It was a home game. And I think CJ rushed for like 26 yards. I was like, oh, well, where's that been? So, but that play with Davis Mills, like, it was close, too. Like, Davis mm-hmm. Mills was getting to that pylon, and, that was just gut and heart and want to, and I don't know if CJ would have either trusted or wanted to put his body in harm's way to make a play like that.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to our guy Andy Kalu here on Sports Radio 610, and a really good tape day for the offensive line in this one, especially once you got to that moment in the fourth quarter where they needed to go and get it out the mud. They were absolutely moving guys. Do you feel like you have any idea who the best five are? Because, I mean, it feels like there might have been some more names added to the conversation.
I would not mind if the coaches said, even if everyone's healthy, we're going to stick with the five that we rocked with last week until they prove that they aren't the best five. I still think, and again, that's with a couple of guys who are just saying, hold on, he's a legit starter. Well, they have not been playing well as a unit. I wouldn't, and it would take guts. It would be kind of ballsy to say, hey, I know you're healthy. But you know what? Just go watch and get some mental reps, and let's see if we can pick up where we left off last week. Because you're still trying to find that mix that you need on the offensive line to get this thing going. And let's be real, you know, I threw out playoffs, and it sounds crazy now, but that was the expectation. The expectation before the season was to win the AFC South, get into the playoffs, and then go from there. So if that's still the goal, and coming off the way the offensive line played last week, I would not be mad if they said we're going to stick with this five.
Hey, they are. They're not afraid to make some bold decisions. They started CeeDee Sow at guard, which was just a complete head scratcher to me. So maybe you never know with these guys.
Yeah. Now him, I'll put him on a short rope. Brought him up. Like I don't like God, dog, a brain freeze. But I don't like mixing up the offensive linemen during the subbing. Thank you. Subbing out offensive linemen during the games because they're used to playing the entire game. And even when it's a blowout, regardless of what side you're on, you always see that the offensive line stays intact. But that's still one. There are a couple plays where, yeah, he needs to know that somebody's looking over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. All right. Andy, is there any qualms for you about the Texans getting it done this Sunday? Because it feels weird. We keep having conversations about this being some level of gimme, and it's like, that feels like something you shouldn't do, especially with some of the historical instances of gimmies not being gimmies. Any qualms for you?
What's the Texans' record?
They are 4-5.
Yeah, there's no gimmies. When you're below 500, when you're 500 below 500, there's absolutely no gimmies. As a fan, you know, Reggie, when I looked, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to beat Tennessee. Then they got Buffalo, Indianapolis, Kansas City. That's when it really gets tough. That's what I'm saying as a fan. But I hope that the players aren't saying that, because if they're saying that, then Cam Ward's going to mess around, or whoever's under center for Tennessee is going to mess around and throw 300 yards, and you're going to be scratching your head talking about how did they lose to the Titans.
Andy, we always appreciate you giving us some of your time. I told you I had a qualm for you. What's up with you not being with us next week? I hear you out here succumbing to the AI.
Oh, I'm taking an AI class. I keep seeing all these things. If you're over 40 and you're not taking AI class, you're missing the bus. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be that old man. So there's a class that I'm taking, and unfortunately, it's on Thursday at this time. Real quick before I go, I want to send a shout out to Earl Cochran.
Yes,
he's a Houston Texan that we lost. One of my teammates. And I know he wasn't the biggest name, but when you talk about the guys he played with and the impact that he had in all of our lives, and I know when we pass, we tend to say great things about people, but this was truly, truly, truly not just a great teammate, a great friend. And we just got back from Alabama to celebrate his life. And, man, you just talk about a guy that impacted so many guys. D'Amico Ryans was there, did an awesome job with the eulogy. Andre Johnson was there. So many guys that are the big names that people have heard of. That's why I was name dropping. But also guys like myself who just, you know, not household names, so many players because he had that impact on our lives. Just one of the best teammates, and he's going to be truly missed. So shout out to my boy Earl Cochran and his family.
Is there a moment that you think of that makes you smile with Earl?
You know what? The way his attention to detail, like he's a guy that, on the field, when we're talking about, he was a defensive lineman, for those that don't know. So we had a lot of discussions talking about some of the things. He would love to talk to you, Reggie, about what's going on with the interior line. He doesn't hold back. You would love him. Y'all would probably spend 30 minutes just talking about the issues with the interior of the defense. And he was just so detail-oriented. And I remember it just blew my mind away because – when we were here with the Texans, I was about 6 years ahead of him, older than him. But I'm listening to him and learning from him like he was the vet because of the things that he would see on film.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Very appreciative. Thank you for bringing that. And obviously, condolences to you as well, because obviously a person that loomed large in your life, just like D'Amico and all the other folks that you mentioned there. So condolences to you. Obviously, condolences to the family. But always appreciate you giving us some of your time on a Thursday.
No, appreciate y'all. I hate that I'm going to miss it with the AI training. Then the following week, I might have my AI robot do my questions
for
me.
Hey, there we
y'all
go.
Y'all won't even know.
There we go. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, you've unlocked the secret.
That's a real quick way to ruin our friendship. I don't like that. Still love you always. Appreciate you, my man. Have a good one.
Feelings mutual. Y'all keep up the good work.
There's Andy Kalu, joins us every Thursday here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping. The Rockets, one of the really fun performances on a Thursday night. We'll talk about that. But also, there's some news that's going on today with Mac Rose that we need to dig into because the math ain't mathing. Let's try and add it up next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And I begin with what is something that, honestly, if I wanted to do this yesterday in what's popping, I could have. Rockets get a victory versus the Washington Wizards at home. Like, we could have went ahead and had all the words of this particular segment or of our conversation ahead of time. This was just by the book, exactly what you expected to happen, an absolute trouncing of the Washington
Wizards. Paint by numbers is how I like to put
it. That's a great way of putting
it. They just painted by numbers, got it done the way you wanted to see them get it done. not necessarily the way that you know, we thought it would be at the start of the season, but this is how they play. We talked about that to start the show. And boy, did they have 81 at the half?
Yes, that is it. 81 points at the half. A weirdly low scoring third quarter made it look a little bit closer. Ultimately, 135-112 was the final. And I'm gonna be honest, the eyes on that second half weren't as locked in, because the Rockets had, I mean, they had opened this up to a great degree. Worth noting, Rockets shot 48% from three.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
The shooting was pretty good all the way around. And of course, hats off, right? If we're just gonna do this, Tari Eason gave you 20 of them things off of the bench, and it was in large part because knocking down threes. The three-point shooting for him this season has been phenomenal.
52 and change, right?
Something to that effect, right? He is right
in
that.
That's ridiculous.
Which, it's one of those things where you go, this can't be sustainable long-term, but obviously, I mean, if he's shooting 52% from three, what is the regression that makes you feel bad? Like, what happens if he goes, oh, well, now he's only shooting 43% from
three? I'll take it.
Yeah, right? Like, the way that he is shooting, and now with a pretty good volume, because I think he's somewhere around 5 3-pointers a game, knocking down, you know, 50-something percent from three. Like, this is such a fantastic thing for him, and it makes sense that this is a contract year for him. Not that that's why, but as long as he's healthy.
Yeah.
He's gonna get the contract that he desires. Yeah. In restricted free agency. But two, I think that, you know, he's going to be absolutely the sixth man or whichever level of kind of replacement off the bench guy that you deserve and you need for this Rockets team.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, 10 games in, it's a decent sample size. The Rockets aren't what we thought they were going to be necessarily. We know they were going to be able to score some points, but they are an offensive team. They are an offensive team, putbacks, offensive rebounds, and obviously shooting. I'll take it. I mean, I'll take it. We talked about it earlier. I think we might be looking at this whole team wrong. This is what they are.
On top of the fact that I talk about making threes, and the leader in the clubhouse was Reed Sheppard. He had 21 points himself. Both of those guys had fantastic outings, in addition to Steven Adams just absolutely coming in, doing exactly what you expect of him. 8 rebounds in 17 minutes. just gobbling all of the rebounds up. But no, Reed looked fantastic in this game, and it wasn't just that he was knocking down his shots. It continues to be a level of confidence, a level of time and place.
He's playing loose.
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing that gets really comfortable to see. Was there anything else that, again, I don't even know how deeply you watched this game. Was there anything else that jumped out to you?
No. Reed Sheppard and a man, I mean, just the complimentary way that they play each other. They kind of become two different offenses when they're on the floor, which you would expect. And the rebounding. I mean, the rebounding is just ridiculous. I think they had, and again, these are just numbers that I was looking at during the game, so I could be wrong, but I think it was like a 25 board edge at halftime, something like that.
And I mean, again, it was to be expected. This Wizards team, more of a professional outfit, but still not on the same level by any means as the Rockets. The Rockets will welcome in the Trailblazers tomorrow. Remember, the Trailblazers being helmed by Tiago Splitter, because the usual head coach, he's a little busy right now. But yeah, that's a Blazers team that's not bad, but again, another opportunity for the Rockets to get out and continue to display their wares 10 games into the season. We talked about this, and I think you wrote this down as Tuesday being a good night. You had another one of them. Did you see your man Nikola Jokic?
That was some good basketball. You talk about my eyes on the Rockets. They were wavering to some other games because you said it yesterday. Wow, what a wild night of NBA action. Did you see last night? Did you see last night Jokic with 55 and could have had 65?
Wait, hold on. You said Jokic had 55. Did you see how many shots he took?
How many was it?
All right, give me 1 second. Let me make sure I get this box score up, because I want to give you the right number. Now, to be fair, they were playing against the Clippers, who just yesterday – Brad Beal was scratched for the season. They've had some injury issues, and just generally they haven't been nearly as good as they should be. Even with that being said, Nikola Jokic took them to the cleaners. I told you, 55 points. He took 23 shots.
This is ridiculous.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't think he...
rebounds as well.
And didn't really play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And the other game that was sort of making headlines, you know, you had the Warriors and the Spurs. Steph went for 46.
Oh, that's cute.
And the Spurs had two dudes with a triple-double, Wemby and Castle. It was a great game.
The thing I keep asking myself, is this sustainable in the NBA this year?
Well, it's what, you know, that's how we tied it in with the Rockets, you know, earlier in the show. It's what the NBA is right now. You're getting a lot of buckets. It's an up and down game this year. I mean, think about it. We're saying casually, oh, the Rockets won 135 to whatever. 135 points?
Yep.
135 points.
And well put
80
by,
in the first half.
81 in the first half.
Yeah. And well put by 832 KD with the nice smooth 16 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Right? It's just just did not
That's
feel
cute.
Like it was too difficult.
Yeah.
Them putting this up.
That's cute.
Yeah. A couple notes to bring in here, or this note real quick. Hunter Brown did indeed finish top three in Cy Young voting, and I say that very, very, very particular reason because he wasn't one or two. however, he did what we needed. One, he deserves the accolade and the honor of being on that proverbial podium of being the top three. Two, as we had mentioned earlier, he already garnered the Astros an additional pick in the upcoming draft, which is going to be helpful in replenishing your farm. As the Astros are still hiring a new farm director, aren't they? Like
they're hiring everybody.
Which I mean,
they have three hitting coaches now. By the way,
right? Yeah, that was a very interesting thing that came down yesterday. Yeah. And this, I don't even remember who was making mention of this, but with the hitting coaches, and I apologize for not having their names immediately in front of me. Mm-hmm. They all have different levels of expertise roles. I'm very intrigued, and of course, we'll dig into this more, especially once we get to spring training, how that affects this team. Having the different roles with the hitting coaches and if that changes what you're able to see. But Hunter Brown third in the AL Cy Young race. Of course, it goes to Tarek Skubal. It had to. He was a fantastic. Garrett Crochet ends up second there. But Hunter Brown, salute to you, young man. You were fantastic in what you did last season, and you deserve being on that podium. Real quick before we go, and I hate that I put this far late, but it is of great import. Earlier today, it was breaking news that Mac Rhodes, who is the athletic director at Baylor, although I guess I shouldn't say that anymore, he was the athletic director at Baylor, also was the chief chairman of the college football playoff committee, as you've seen on Tuesdays when they announced their top 25 poll. He arbitrarily and randomly stepped down this morning, and it was just one of those things where I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. It got weirder.
Can you give us the update, the weirder update that we got today?
Yeah, he stepped down from Baylor and obviously as well as the college football committee. But now I think this was a Waco report at first, but Adam Rittenberg from ESPN confirmed just less than an hour ago, confirmed that it received allegations involving Mac Rhodes on November 10th that Baylor did. They do not involve Title IX, student welfare, NCAA rules, football program, and separate from the previously reported Michael Trigg incident in which
Trigg, a tight end on the football team.
He kind of basically dressed him down, no pun intended, for something he was wearing and got into it with Baylor football coaches over, you know, the way he was yelling at this guy or whatever during a game. So it doesn't involve any of those things. Again, Baylor received allegations involving Mac Rhodes that don't involve Title IX, student welfare, NCAA rules, football program, or Michael Trigg.
So it's not distribution of money. It's not NCAA rules. It's not football, and it's not this previously. This sounds like personal conduct type stuff.
Conduct.
Which, yikes!
Conduct, yes,
I don't want to speculate. I don't know exactly what it is, but I imagine we will get that information sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
A wild, wild place to be in the world of college football, and we'll follow up on that when we get more information. But yeah, the Baylor AD, or previously Baylor AD, is now stepping down from his position, both on the College Football Playoff Committee and as the athletic director at Baylor. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Thursday. Coming up next, we enter the 12 o'clock hour, where again, we will make available a 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars take on TCU next week. We'll give those away. But also, let's do a little progress report. I've asked this question a few times this year to this point. But now, where are you with Nick Caley? And we'll talk about more from Nick Caley from the podium yesterday. We'll do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.